Psalms. Chapter 50. Verse 1. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Verse 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Verse 3. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silence, a fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. Verse 4. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Verse 5. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse 6. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee, I am God, even thy God. Verse 8. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings, to have been continually before me. Verse 9. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. Verse 10. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Verse 11. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. Verse 12. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Verse 13. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Verse 16. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Verse 17. Seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee. Verse 18. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Verse 19. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue from its deceit. Verse 20. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. Verse 21. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Verse 22. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Verse 23. Whoso affirmeth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God.